So ready? You should start earlier. Let's. We're up to the Tzadik Zayin, the Tzadik Vav Beis, Tzadik Vav Beis. Tzadik Vav Beis. Top of the page. Right, Tzadik Vav Beis. Top of the page. So you're saying that Loch is that Eved is like Kaka. Fred, you get more. Umi Amar Rav Didrav say Avdu Kimekak Koydami. When Tzadik Zayin Amar A very top of the page. Hobby. The Rav said that Eved like Kaka. Amar Rav Daniel Barav Katin Amar Rav. Didn't Rav Daniel say name of Katin? Name of Rav. Hatoike Ba'adu Shechaveri. Grab a hold. He sees the color of the Eved of your friend. But also by Malach and you can't work for you. Potter, you are Potter. You are potter from paying rent to the person. Why are you potter paying rent to the person? Nabi'i, you're potter. Nabi'i, salkadatach avdukim mekakoidami. 97a, top of the page. But four lines at the top. Nabi'i, salkadatach, if you think that Eved kim mekakoidami, if you tell me that Eved didn't like property, and property cannot be stolen, I might potter. Why are you potter if you use the guy, someone else's Eved to work for you? Why don't you have to pay him? Bishus of the modikoi, while he was working for you, he belonged to the other guy, so he owed him the rent. If an Eved is like regular stolen goods, I stole the goods, I got to return to you. But I don't have to pay you for the use that I had while I had it, so I don't have to pay you for why the Eved worked for me. But if it's like Karka, then it was your Eved all along. Why shouldn't I pay the rent? You know why I don't pay the rent? Because he wasn't working for you anyway. So I was benefiting and you weren't losing, so why should I pay any money? He heard like the Sholokh Rab Abba Mori Bamar. Rab Abba once sent a letter to Mori Bamar. Boy, my name Rav Huna, ask me the following question. Hador b'chot chaveri, I squat in your yard, shalom medayt, without your knowledge. I gotta pay rent, I don't have to pay rent. I'm benefiting, but you're not losing. Why aren't you losing? Because anyway, you wouldn't have rented out the property. He told him, you don't have to pay. You have to pay. I'm enjoying your Eved, and you're not using him anyway, so why should I pay you? Says Hachi Hashta. What are you talking about? You know why you don't have to pay over there? Because the balabas, the owner of the yard, actually enjoys, has some benefit from these squatters. Why do you have benefit? But over here, he has no benefit from the fact you worked with Eved. Now, why does he have benefit from the squatters? Bishlein Mahasam, Bein Lemandam, you have two ways of looking at it. Besa, Mesve, Yosef. These people squatting in the house while they're there, even though they're not paying rent, they see what repairs have to be made and they fix it up. They take care of your house. Nichale, so the balabas gains from it, so therefore it doesn't really mind so much. You have squatters. Bain Lemandam, where the other opinion, she Yukashad, if there's an empty house, like Shadim come in and they take over, and now the people living there, it's inhabited, Shadim don't come. So the Balabas benefits from it. Nichale. Elohach over here, you're using the Balabas as Eved. How does the Balabas benefit from it? Minichale, what does he gain for Ked? The Nichesh Avda, you're using him, you're making it weaker. Amri, we say, Hachinam Minichale. No, he also benefits. You know why? The Listed Avda. He doesn't want Eved to be a lady gay. If he has no work for the Eved, but it's not good for an Eved to get in the habit of doing nothing. So if somebody else uses the Eved, he's actually happy. At least the Eved works, it's industrious. Be Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chama, it once happened, the house of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chama. Havi, which is regular Rabbi Yosef. Havi Tokif Avdi the Inchi, the Masi was losing. Anybody owed him money, he would take their, and they didn't pay him yet, he would take their Eved and make them work for nothing. But Avdi Mamalocha, and you make them work for nothing. And the Omle Rabba Brei, so Rabba his son, said to him, or Rabba his son said to him, of them, my time with Marachi, why are you taking their avodim and working with them? They owe you money. Why are you taking their avodim and working with them? An Eved, usually, to fill his stomach, he's not getting your money's worth. Of course, they cost you more to feed the Eved than how much he's working. A lot of times people lose money on the Eved because they have to take care of him. And the amount of work that he puts is worth $10 a day and it costs him $15 a day to take care of him, feed him. But I'm doing the Bawaz a favor because I'm feeding the Eved. When he works with me, I'm feeding him lunch, a good hearty meal. So therefore, I'm actually helping Babos out. Omale, so he said, what are you talking about? Hey, Modern Nachum, where's the Nachum said, Eved does not work. He going to Ori Avde, like a guy, Eved, by the name of Doru, the market, Bekuvi, all he is a clown. So therefore, he's useless. What value is he adding? Nothing. So it costs more to feed him than to his work. Abakuli Avde, Mevda, all of the Avodim are good. They're industrious. What right do you have to take the Eved? Omale, I'm not going to have the Nils, but I have Hatoike, Ba'adachavid, Rajmalacha Potter, because you get, why you Potter? Al manicha lady, at least after he's happy. I'm taking his evidence. He shouldn't be a lady again. Omle hani mili. When are you allowed to do that? Heicha the loy masim bezuzi didn't lend any money. Mar keeping the masim bezuzi mezikinibus. The problem here is since you lent this guy money and now you're using his evidence for free, it looks like you're getting some benefit here because of the loan, which is interest. You're getting interest. Even though we generally say, if I move into your house and I squat, if it's Zen Nen, I'm having a no, and you're not losing anything, I don't have to pay you a cent. If you lent me money, I'll have to pay you. Another, why? Otherwise, look like this. I'm going to change my mind. Taser has a big, long taser there, very interesting question. He doesn't understand. So what's life is very difficult then for every malva and leiva. Because if a leiva borrows money from you, then the leiva can never ever do you a favor. Because every time it does a favor, it'll be misconstrued as ribis. So how does it work? So Taser gives two answers, very important answers. First answer is, you're not allowed to. A leiva is not allowed to do any favors to a malva while he slows on the money. And the leiva is not allowed to say hello, good morning. Never. But how come it's impossible to lose? They say like this: if it's something that people can see in public, saying good morning in public, people can see, you're not allowed to do. Lending a car or something in public, you're not allowed to do. But if it's something in private, you ask me to borrow sugar, you ask me to, you know, to, I shall lend you a pot and pan, then you're allowed to because nobody sees. It's only a question of marasign. That's the first answer. Places, but anything in public, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to say hello, good morning, good job. Is nothing.
People don't know about the loan.
Sorry.
The public doesn't know about the loan.
Word gets out. Word always gets out. The second answer is disagree. Second answer is no. The rules are as follows. If you would not have given him the loan, would you have said good morning to him? Would you have said good job to him? Would you have lent him sugar? If you were friends anyway. And then, so then nothing changes. But if it's a guy that you don't have very little to do with, you wouldn't say good morning normally, you wouldn't lend him things. And now, suddenly, what's the only contact that you have? The fact that I gave you a loan. And you can't do anything. No chilik, public or private. So I don't know which answer faces more machme. Two dots. Itma, we learned, hatoikis fin nashe chaveda, a ganif who steals and uses somebody else's item, has to return it, but doesn't have to pay for the rent at the time. What about if I grab a hold of your ship, and I used it to transport my thing? I'm a ganif. Amar Rav, Rav says, Rotzes charnoitel, the owner can either ask for rent, what would it cost to rent it? Rotzes pachsno, if he wants to say, look, you devalued my prop, my boat, you caused damage, pay me for that. Shmuel Amar, you don't take any rent at all. All you can take is the damage you did. The boat plus the damage.
What if it's like a Zenin of Elechosin? Yankel took
Shmuel's
boat.
Yeah.
He gave it back in perfect condition.
You have to pay the rent. We'll see in a minute. Amar, Papalei Pligi. If it's meant to be rented, so there's a chassid because you could have rented. If it's meant to be rented, then we'll assume that you went to rent it, even though you didn't. So you're not a ganif, you're just a renter without asking. So if you got to pay the rent, and then we'll pay whatever is greater, the rent or the damage that you did. If it's not meant to be rented, then you're a ganif. If you're a ganif, you only pay. You bring the bill back plus the damage that you did. The boy say, David Lag, even if it's meant for rent, hard noche that if you went with your intention to rent it, you just didn't tell the guy, then you pay the rent or the damage. Greater. If you went into Ganev, then you don't pay. If you went in with the intention of stealing, then you don't pay the rent. You pay just the loss. Any losses. Gosmer, the Mishnah said, if you stole a matbeya and it cracked, you cannot return it. You got to pay something else. But if you stole a matbeya and it's no longer in use, or truma and it's rotted, or chametz or pesach, then you can say, what's the difference between a crack or puzzles? The government says this currency is no longer in use. But Rav Yehuda says, "Pasalte malchus." If the government says no longer in use, the coin is worthless. It's like a crack. What's a chilek? It's a crack, a physical crack, or the government made a crack and seized and pulled this currency out of circulation. Heinen is the same thing. This country no longer uses this coin, but other countries still recognize it and will give it exchange. So it's a ticket to go there. Therefore, it's not. You, Rav Huna, said that what? That if the government said that it's a total disuse, I can say that the government says disuse. Had he paid his vehikivu, fruit that rotted, and yayin vehichmitz, and wine that came sour, the chi pasalte malchus. It's just like the government said it's no longer in use, worthless. And says in the Mishnah there, you can't say, what's the chilek? If it's totally disused, that's mamish no different than fruit that rotted away. Because you can't do anything with it. So when it came to fruit that rotted away, the Mishnah says, you cannot say, here, take your fruits back. So how come by a coin that's now worthless, I can say, according to the Muna, take it back? Amli said, physically the coin hasn't changed. Therefore, I can say, you're tough luck that the government decided to pull it out of circulation. However, fruits, it went through a change, a physical change. That's why I cannot say, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry? That's explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nifsal Matbei, you can say Rosh Chalfanecha. According to Rav Huna, Nifsal Matbei means the government said it's useless. I can still say Rosh Chalfanecha. Why? Because you look at the coin, you can't see a difference. That's Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda is enough. If it's useless, then it's no different than a crack. But what's Pshat of in a Mishnah Nifsal like Chalfanecha? It's useless in this country, but you can use it somewhere else. It has value. You just got to schlep. Yeah, Omer Rav Yehuda, you say what? That if it's no good in this country, even though it's good in other countries, I can say Hadesh Cholfanecha LeDidoch Dama Pesal Malchus Nami Hainan is the Glucher. Why should it be different? The crack, the pearl here, it's useless. But in Truma Benitmaz the Chepasolti Malchus Dami Tanu Cholfanecha. That the Glucher by Truma that was Nitmas. You say that if it's rendered in disuse. Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's totally disused anywhere in the world, you cannot say Shulchan Aruch. How is that different from Chametz and Pesach? It's useless. And yet you can say Shulchan Aruch. What's the difference? The difference is very simple. Even though it's both useless, but here it's obvious, the Hezek. But in coins, it's not obvious, the Hezek. And what do you call it? Why by... By coins it's obvious the hezek. By chametz on Pesach, you can say Chalfanecha, but you look at the chametz, you can't tell that you're looking at the chametz. You cannot tell there's a hezek there. You can't tell the hezek. But if a government says that this is totally in disuse, you won't see this coin out there in the marketplace anymore. So therefore, it's obvious there's something wrong with this coin. Chametz looks no different. A bottle of alcohol looks no different. The post Pesach, pre Pesach,
in Cheshvan or in Kislev or in
exactly. Okay, Itma, we learned, Hamalvas Chaved al Matbeya. If I lend you money on coins, Venifsla Matbeya, you lent me $100 of a certain coin, and that coin I was useless. And I was talking about a case, according to Rashi, talking about a case where I bought something from you and I owe you $100 of the coin at that time. According to Rashi, says, even if I lent you money, $100 at that time, the problem was that the coin that you lent me is no longer in use. So what happens now? Rav says, Noisan Lay Matbeya, Hayyate by the show, I gotta give you the new coins, the equal value.
You not only gave the coin, you gave the value.
Yeah, exactly what Rav says. Yeah. However, according to Rashi, if you lent me money, I can give you back the same money you lent me, even though it's usually there's no value right now. I'll give you back the same money. This is the game that Charles will talk about. And we'll talk more on Ezer Neshech, where, you know, let's say you lent me an American dollars, and now the dollars goes up and it goes down. And you lent me 100 American dollars when it was worth 100 Australian dollars, and now 100 American dollars is worth only 90 Australian dollars. What do I pay you back?
What are you paying
back? That's a big argument here. Because Rashi says right here. According to Rashi, if it's lending money, you pay back exactly what you gave me. You lent me $100, I gave you $100 back. And who cares what the value is today?
Regardless what the...
Taisa says no. Taisa says you got to give the value...
to the buying power of Kach Mekach.
That's Machlis Rashi Taisa right here.
But didn't we deal with a similar concept a couple of pages ago where we said about a ganef, does he pay it to the Shas Gzela or the Shas Imud Adin?
Yeah, that's talking about a sheep or something, a commodity. Not when it comes to money.
But couldn't you have not the same...
We don't, because there's not the object.
Do I pay according to the borrowing or according to the repayment?
By money, it's value. Status. What I stole. The item actually I stole, that's what I have to give back to you. And if it's not available, by money, it's also I've got to give back to you the same dollar you gave me. I'm not talking about stealing now. We're talking about a normal case of a loan or a sale. And what did you know? But Rashi learns a big chiddush. When you lend me money, it's that money. I got to give you back the same money.
Yeah, but the money's gone out into the marketplace.
Too bad. So therefore,
in order to spend it,
according to Rashi, the money has zero value now. I give you back the same money.
No, but
your loss.
No, but Rashi says the same, very same coin, very same
note. Not the same coin. The
same value.
Not same value. Same coins. The coins today are worth a lot less than the coins that you gave me. That'll be the same coins. That's to be the same. You gave me a bunch of quarters. I give you back a bunch of quarters. That'll be the same. How can the same quarters? You lent me the money to use it. How can I give you back the same quarters? But I got to give you quarters back. The quarters today are worth nothing. You're tough luck.
What do we rule today?
It's a big machlekes nachreim as well. In Chubas. Yeah. Anyway.
So when they changed the town to the dollar in 1966. So if you lent me 100
shillings
pounds,
or whatever it was, yeah.
You lent me 100
nobody
pounds
lent 100
on Monday,
pound those days.
On Tuesday, the currency was cancelled, and I gave you back the same very notes that you gave me in my hand.
That's it.
It's now it's not worth it.
Exactly. Tell you what, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel argues. Shmuel says, "Yochaloi malay lechaytzi b'mishnah." Shmuel says that if this currency has value somewhere else, I can tell you, go. Rav says he got to give him the new currency. Shmuel says, no, I can give you the old currency because it has value somewhere else in another place called Mishan. Go to Mishan. We had a very similar thing in Kedushin that if you give a woman some lesson of Pruta, Shmuel says, Chashin Pruta, Shema Shava Pruta B'Modai. Here he says Modai, he talks about Mishan. I don't know what Mishan is, but anyhow. And I'm surprised that nobody puts the two Gemaras together. Because the same Shmuel, and he has this idea that there's an inherent value in something,
somewhere.
Even though somewhere that gives it value here. That's Shmuel's Shitta Bechlal. Kedushin Yudbeizim and Aleph and over here. Anyway. Amr Nachman, Mistabin, Mr. Shmuel. It makes sense to Shmuel why he didn't go there. The East Lake, Urchel, Maze, the mission. He was planning to go to mission. Is there access for the mission, or some say that he actually was planning to go to mission? But if he had no plans to go to mission, there's no way of getting there. So what if it's worth the mission and more money? Can't use that. Ace, Rav Nachman, I have no question. A Mechal in Alamoy. We know about Maize Shane, you have to bring up to Shlaim, and it's difficult to schlep everything up, so you change it to money, and the money is Kaidish. You go to Shlaim, you spend it over there. Do not use coins that you cannot use them in Yishalayim. And this is not coins in the currency. Kate, what do you mean? He had money from Kuzbiya. Rashi learns Kuzbiya means from Ben Kuziba or Yerushalmi, which means very old coins. So we're talking about here Ben Kuziba was way after Churban Bayis Sheni, right? He was 50 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. And exactly 50 years of Churban Bayis Sheni, and that means they still continue going to Yerushalayim to do Maaseh Sheni. Oysha Melachim Er Sheni are old currencies.
My first thought, I thought Kuzbiyos meant Koziv.
Falshed.
Forged. And Rashi says, no.
Ben Kuziba.
Rashi actually rules that out.
So early kings, because they're useless, you cannot use them. Hey, Mechal, Hoshel Achreinim, Dumi Lushayim, or later currency, even though it's similar to the other one that nobody really used them. Mechalin, you could use them. So the Chayyus, he clears me that even though it's useless, you can use them. Why do you have to tell me the word because of Mishon or because you can get it? Omel Hoch Maiskin, Bishayim Malchim, Mapito Zozu. He says, we're talking about over here, that these currencies can be used elsewhere, even though you're not really planning to go there. Of course, you can use it elsewhere, and they don't really care if you get there. So therefore, it's all right. Ella kikama Shmuel. You know when Shmuel says the malchus makpida zozu. When Shmuel says that you have to actually plan to go there. If Shmuel, according to this, I'm not complaining. If the other governments don't care if you bring other, you know, the currencies and other their currencies find themselves in other countries or they move currencies around, then even if you have no plans to get there, it's not a big deal because somebody from that country will come to your city. And you give it to them there because that people have no problem taking that money back to it's worth to them because they're going back to America, so they'll take their American US dollars with them, even though you can't spend it, let's say, in Australia. That doesn't matter. But if the countries are mocked, in other words, a person from America is not going to take American dollars because they won't let them bring them back. They ask you if you're bringing more than a dollar cash back with you, and he won't bring it back. So then Shmuel says the only time the money has value is if you yourself are planning to go to mission, so that you, the person who's receiving the money, is planning to go to mission so he can use the money. If the country's a makbid, what helps if you have the money? What helps if you have the money? But how are you going to spend it? How are you going to bring it to that country? It has no value in the country you're in right now. What are you saying? That what? You can go take it to the country, but you can't. You just said the malch is a makbid. Says the Gemara, the border, everyone knows the border. They don't check. They don't open suitcase to look for dollars. Look for drugs. So therefore, other fremde who have nothing to gain from it, why do you need a headache for? They have been nervous the whole trip. Maybe they'll happen to, some dog will smell my money. What do I need it for? So they're not going to take it. But you, the guy who's benefiting, will take the risk because the risk is minimal. They never really check any baggage for money. Very interesting here. And happens today. If you have more than $10,000, they really check your bags to see if you have more. They don't check.
Just as well, and normally carry $1 million.
Exactly. Actually, even if you have a check, $10,000, they can take it away from you.
The one time I was ever checked for currency,
you were?
Was when I was leaving Israel. And I said to them, firstly, guys, I've been touring here for 2 weeks. I spent all my money. And the second thing is, I'm leaving your country. What do you care what I'm taking with me? You know, cash. No.
So they opened you all your bag looking for money?
No, they opened my wallet. They asked me to show me your wallet.
Yeah.
Well, just before I got on the plane.
I think a wallet has to be $10,000, isn't it?
Nowadays, you have one credit card. It's worth more than $10,000.
They're cheeky over there. I bought CDs and you're supposed to get the tax back. And because I packed them already in the suitcase, we want to see the CD.
Yes, it's really the same thing.
Yeah?
If you leave the country, they want to see what you bring. You want the GST back.
You can't just see it. With the receipts.
Exactly. I don't trust you.
Yeah, the receipt is there.
Yeah, but maybe you bought it, you kept it in the country.
So maybe you sold it to someone, and now you keep the receipt, and you make some money profit on the government.
Or maybe you brought it back to the store. What do people do? Buy it, bring it back to the store. I mean, will they have the original
receipt?
Get
10% refund from the government. Machaya.
Yeah.
It's good business.
Yeah, the Imishkach company. And they find that's in the makbe. Toshma Gavin here, Ein Mechal in Al Moy Shalkan. By the way, in the previous thing, Rabbi Yaakov Ender makes an unbelievable chiddush. He makes a chiddush here that what? That must be that the times of Bar Kochva, I have to understand what Rabbi Yaakov Ender is saying here. The times of Bar Kochva, 50 years later, the Beis Hamikdash still wasn't destroyed yet. The Heichel was destroyed, but not the Beis Hamikdash, whatever that means. Like the Kodesh Kedoshim. No, Kodesh Kedoshim was still standing. Even though the Gemara said Rabbi Kiva saw the fox walking around where Mokim Kedosh was, he says the Heichel was destroyed. Not based on Migdash, and therefore there was still Maisa Sheni going to Yerushalayim and all that kind of stuff. So whatever
actual,
that means.
The actual building was standing.
What building was standing? It was completely razed. They burnt the whole place down. I say, Rabbi Akiva saw a fox running right through where the Kodesh Hashem used to be. So I don't know what Rabbi Akiva is trying to say here. But anyway.
The
Kodesh Kadoshim,
that area was destroyed, but not the rest of it.
Saying the Heichel, but not the Chatzar, the Ezus Noshim, the Lishkus.
Then it's not a Beis HaMikdash anymore. Then it's not a Beis HaMikdash anymore. What's the Beis HaMikdash then? We know that you should bring Korn Pesach after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed.
Does the Beis HaMikdash have to be there for Maisa Shem? Maybe they just practice.
That's what he says.
And same with Pesach. Yeah. Same with Korn Pesach.
I'm saying, Korn Pesach, you need to mock him as Bech, or they built him as Bech. They built him as Bech. You know, 100 years later, they're about to build a third Beis HaMikdash. The Roman king told them they can bring it. And they started getting things together, and then the Roman king died, so they couldn't. They had a few Roman kings who were very friendly to the Eden. Let's finish. Toshma we learn, you should not use Israeli money. If you're not using, hey, Bubble, if they're in Bubble, and they're about, look at that. So if you see from here, they used to bring Maisa Sheni from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael. Well, you don't have to, because the Chiyum HaShem is only Eretz Yisrael. They'll bring a Bubble, so they use Israeli money to exchange whatever they had in Bavel, and then take it up to them to Yisrael. V'shal Bavel v'hein kan. Or if they brought Babylonian money to Yerushalayim, shal Bavel v'hein b'Bavel, or Babylonian money in Bavel, mechal, that they could. We see that you're not allowed to use other currencies. Telling me, we learned, a mechal in al-Mojshakan in Bavel. If they're in Bavel, they cannot use Israeli money. I forgot to say to my husband, but Lepoyah, what's the plan? The plan was to go to Yisrael. You just said if you're going to Meishon. Then even though over here the money has no value, you can go. So even though in Bubble Israeli money is worthless, Shkolim are worthless, but you're planning to go, that's the whole purpose. You're taking this money to go to Yerushalayim. And according to Shmuel, according to Nachman, if you make a trip there, then it has value. What do you mean, Mechalin? Here we're talking about a case where they couldn't bring the money with them to Yerushalayim, because the Roman government who ran Israel did not allow the people from Persian government to bring the money there.
You notice something interesting here. Normally the Gemara is talking in Bavel, and
Kan. Yeah, exactly.
And here is Rav and Shmuel talking, and it's Kan and Bavel.
Kan is at Israel. Yeah, interesting. Very good. Interesting.
This discussion must have been held in Eretz Israel.
Somebody, one of the Achraim, talk about it, and I can't remember what they say. If they can go to, if that Babylonian money in Bubble, what's the point? You say there, you said you could. How can you? What do you do with the money? You got to just sell. You can't use it. Zavon behemah mazish line. You know what they can do before that? After they sold all the fruits and changed the money, they can then buy a behemah and take the behemah and go with them to the shlaim. And Tosef brings the machlekes and the gemara. If you're allowed to bring a behemah to the shlaim, and this mandoma goes, you hold you allowed to. Gemara Batanya, hiskinu shemoyzeh to the shlaim. Didn't make a special cut that any money you bring to for mazish line has to be money you can use the shlaim, because we want to help the people out in the shlaim, and that made a lot of money there. We play kach for this reason. Amrzeh kasha. Kam bizman she yad yisot kifa. When the Eden were in control, they can make all of these rules. They had that rule. Kam bizman alumis. Kam yad alumis kifa. Atzmon. When the goyim controlled, we had no choice. We had to take it in. Tanam, I learned. Ezehu matbeo shishalayim. What kind of coins did they have in shalayim? David ushleime metzadecher. On one side, you had David ushleime. Uvid shalayim merakoyed acher. And Rashi says there wasn't pictures. As Tosfos explains, you don't have pictures. It's Havoy Dezora. Pesel. The words. So when they say they found the coin with a picture of a Beis Hamikdash and all that kind of stuff, it couldn't have been done by Purim Eden, because Tosfos says you can't have such a thing. You can't have people.
Rashi,
so they had, Rashi says Kosuv. Kosuv. So it says the word David ushleime, it says the word Yerushalayim Kedesh. The Ezel Matbeish of Ramavinu. What was the coin of Ramavinu? Zokin Veskenim Sarechad. An old man and old woman on one side. Ubachur Psum Sarechad. So Rashi says, Bachur Psum Sarechad means Yitzchak Verivka. The Mashah says beautifully, no. It was all about Avraham and Sarah. But Avraham and Sarah on one side had a picture of them being, or written, they were old, and the other side written, they were young. Because Mashah learns, after they became old, they became young again, where they have children. And also to other, all the Darshanim say, because there's a mile in being young and a mile in being old. Old is wisdom, intelligence, experience. Young is excitement and enthusiasm and so on. And the both sides of the coin are that a Yid has to be able to be both sides of the coin. You have to be young at heart and wise and with age and experience. Okay, now we'll stop here. Anyway.